very pleased to bring up your next speaker. Yeah. She is the co-host of the show tonight. Can I vamp more?
No, you're good now.
All right. I'm so pleased to bring this next speaker to the stage. She's the co-host of my show tonight. Katie Johnson Smith, everybody. Yeah! Hi, I'm Katie Johnson Smith. Thank you, Becca, for vamping. I had to pull this up on my phone. Cool. Yeah, so I'm Katie Johnson Smith. I have what some would likely call a feminist bikini line. There was a time in my life where I was self-conscious about that fact. However, fuck it. I can't tell you how little I care about what others think of my pubes. Yeah, thank you. Before the first vacation I took with my now husband, I thought it was critical to pay some lady a modest sum for the honor of stripping me of my vaginal eyelashes. I didn't really have the foresight to think, oh, hey, Northern Michigan, which is where we were going, is actually kind of cold in early June, so there's, like, no way you will be showcasing your upper thigh meat in your cute high-waisted two-piece. So maybe you could just, like, spend this money on anti-aging cream or something so you can be forever young. Cool. But, like, what am I, an oracle? I'm not an oracle. My brother works for Oracle, but I am not an oracle. But, like, Northern Michigan in early June, while being cold, is incredibly beautiful. And I used to while away large swaths of my pubeless childhood summers by visiting my grandparents who had a house there. I had not returned to Northern Michigan's picturesque but frigid shores since my family sold my grandparents' house after my grandmother died. This vacation felt like a homecoming of sorts, and while my husband and I did not spend any beach time sunbathing in our high-waisted two-pieces, we did spend a few hours one day walking along a beautiful stretch of beach near my grandparents' house. I had hoped to catch at least some sort of view of said house, since in part it felt like a part of my home and family. And I was lucky enough to glimpse the house sitting in a wooded area across the bay from where I stood. I stared across the bay and wept for joy, for sadness, for loss, for a time in my life that is over, for people in my life who had passed away, for vividly faded memories, and a little bit because, like, why did I waste so much money on a bikini wax when I really should have invested in handkerchiefs? I bawled my eyes out. My husband comforted me for like 10 seconds until he spotted a full raccoon skull that he picked up, stuck in his backpack, and spent the rest of vacation boiling the decaying brains out of. Thank you.